Hi, this is John Easter. I'm joined here again by the head basketball coach of the Lady Giants, Coach Joe Lentz. Coach, how are you?
Good, John. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and of course, you're doing great. Coming off a big win over North Central on Thursday of last week, as we talked to you here on Wednesday of this week, so it's almost been a week ago. Yep. Coach, big game, nice win. Talk about that one.
That was a nice win for us. We got down early, almost like our kids were kind of shell-shocked a little bit about how aggressively North Central came out. And to their credit, to our kids' credit, they never gave up. We kept plugging away, stayed with it. And finally we began to knock down a few shots, forced them to make some adjustments. Our defense forced them into 19 turnovers, which was very big for us. And people, now that we're all healthy, people are beginning to understand we've got a lot of weapons that we can score with. I know they shifted their attention a couple times toward Nia, and so Kira explodes for 16 points, which isn't a huge explosion for her ability, but she hasn't been able to score that much so far this year too often. And then when they start worrying about that, why, Sherelle Newsom, she does explode for 24 points, and she there's just not enough people to guard all the weapons we have sometimes.
Yeah, 77-71, a very high-scoring contest. But it also is part of the six-game winning streak that you have put together now. Of course, through that, again, you've been getting players back, getting them more healthy. And I know I talked to Coach Dickinson before the Ron Colley game. He says, we like to hand out the uniforms. I hand out the uniforms, and this was the first game that he actually got to hand out every uniform. So how exciting has that been for you?
Oh, that's really exciting. We've only had five games now all season where I've started with our complete roster together. And we've won all five of those games. So that's, you know, obviously a good omen for us, something that we're looking forward to continuing. But it makes us deep, and it keeps everybody happy because everybody gets a fair amount of playing time.
Well, and it helps when you win as
yes.
Well. Of course, coming up on Saturday, huge game coming up against the Pike Red Devils. Pike is a team that kind of has your number right now. I think they've won five straight against the Giants going back a few years. But also, it comes down in this sectional, really, although Ron Colley always seems to sneak up and bite somebody, but it comes down in this sectional, really, between Ben Davis and Pike. A lot of people have said that, and certainly we agree with that. I don't know if you do necessarily, because you're kind of in the middle of it. But talk about the Pike Red Devils and what they present as a problem with you on Saturday.
They present a lot of problems. They're outstanding on the boards. White and Gerard are both athletic and tall and long, and they go to the boards. They rebound. They get a lot of second chance points against everybody they play. They did the same thing to North Central Saturday. And they're able to finish around the basket. They have a nice touch and they can finish. So I've also seen an occasion where they were just setting them up on the block and going down to them on the block. And they both do a really nice job. And then, of course, they've got Angel Baker, who is a really, really talented player. And she can score both in and out. She's got quickness. She's got length. And she's a real load to handle. So they've got deep threats out in the backcourt. They've added Makia Keith, who has become a kind of a stable point guard, stabilizing influence for them, and the two big girls inside. They just really present a lot of problems.
Of course, they went all the way to the state last year, losing in the finals. But as you kind of close down the regular season here, not too many games left in the regular season. You don't have any breaks, however, if you look at the schedule with Franklin Central, really, I think the only team that's struggling here in your last five games. But, you know, still, FC always plays hard and they'll give you trouble. As you look at the way this schedule is kind of backloaded every year for the Giants, with lots of Mick games and things like that still to come, how does that prepare you going into the tournament?
Oh, it prepares us extremely well because we're always playing the very best in the state. If you're playing in the Mick, you're playing the best in the state, as evidenced by the latest poll that has the top three teams in the state are all Mick teams. We're, you know, night in, night out, it's a tough way to go, but that makes you better. You don't get better by playing a soft schedule. And we're getting ready to play tough game after tough game as we get into the tournament.
All right, Coach. Well, we wish you best of luck on Saturday as you take on Pike and then throughout the rest of the season. It's getting exciting. Giants are getting tough to handle. And I think that I was so. what everybody saw at North Central as we kind of talked about off the air. People are starting to see the full capability of this team, so it's kind of a bit exciting to watch.
Well, good. I hope so. We're sure working at it.
All right. Coach Joe Lentz, get out and support the Giants on Saturday as they take on Pike Red Devils. 1:30 start for varsity, noon start for JV. Hopefully the snow holds off.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
Yeah. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.